Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Snow, below freezing temperatures, and not having any power? Are you friggin' kidding me? Thousands of people without power? Thanks, American Energy. Thanks, AEP. Get a generator. Whole house installed. Generac generator. Herb Electric. Snow. And you probably just took off your snow tires. At below freezing temperatures, and you have no power? You need a Generac generator from Herb Electric. This is the time. Call them. It's installed, and they got low great rates now with financing. It's fantastic. What are you waiting for? Anyway, let's lighten it up a little humor here. President Donald Trump, this interview in 2008, you're going to get a really, really big kick out of this one.
Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker.
Well, you know, when she first got in and was named Speaker, I met her, and I'm very impressed by her. I think she's a very impressive person. I like her a lot. But I was surprised that she didn't do more in terms of Bush and going after Bush. It was almost, it just seemed like she was going to really look to impeach Bush and get him out of office, which personally I think would have been a wonderful thing.
Impeaching him?
Absolutely, for the war. For the war.
Because of the conduct of
the
war.
Well, he lied. He got us into the war with lies. And, I mean, look at the trouble Bill Clinton got into with something that was totally unimportant. And they tried to impeach him, which was nonsense. And yet Bush got us into this horrible war with lies, by lying, by saying they had weapons of mass destruction, by saying all sorts of things that turned out not to be true.
Oh, that was hilarious. Thank you. That was just hilarious. Our president betraying MAGA Nation. It's just never ends. It just never ends. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, it's the audio path of, oh dear, hold on, the audio path of totality. Thank you very much. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. All right, fine. And you can now see the show, even though I'm banned on Facebook, because I had the nerve to share with you documents about the Epstein files that I got from the Department of Justice, Facebook, which is just a government operation. Honestly, it's a psyops thing. It's all that is. Said, oh, no, that violates community standards. We don't want anyone to know about the billionaire rapists, even though the information that I gave you came directly from the federal government, the Department of Justice. So I've been banned on Facebook, but they cannot stop me. And so we are now on Rumble, which is like YouTube, only without the censorship. So it's all free. And download the Rumble app or go online, whatever, however you prefer. And Dimitri is with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Think of a cyclops and then a second cyclops and then a third cyclops. Dimitri with three I's, three cyclopses or cyclops I. Last name, Vassilaris, rhymes with Asilaris, but just add a V. And just hello to all the hundreds. We're getting hundreds of views already with any one of our live streams on Rumble. And so thank you. You can make comments as well. In fact, stream is now okay. Video is jerky. Okay, fine. Well, we're doing the best we can. We've got a cut-rate cable company here. And, well, you know what I think about them. All right, fine. So, but by all means, do all of that. And then Thursdays and Fridays, you might be wondering, well, Dimitri, if you're live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, what about Thursdays and Fridays? How are we going to get our Dimitri fix? A lot of people ask that. I've got good news for you. Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. You'll hear programs from Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. They're repeats, but we prefer to say encores because it's French and we're trying to class up the show. So we're doing whatever we can. Pretty soon we're going to be serving escargot, which is French for something. And anything to class up the show, anything. And so there's all that going on. I did not watch the Oscars last night. I know, you know, everybody's disappointed. The reason I did not watch, for it were several reasons. First, I hate everything connected with Hollywood. But more importantly, I did not want to be lectured. Because typically with the Oscars, what they do is these people in Hollywood lecture us about our values. And here you've got this annual celebration of satanic pedophiles lecturing us about values. And last night was like, you know, I don't even want to see this. I don't even want to see this. I don't even care what the films are. I hate all of you because you hate us and everything we stand for. And that was even before the Jeffrey Epstein revelations with these files. And Leonardo DiCaprio, I saw him. They were doing news reports, and I could have sworn that was him with a little mustache. And I thought to myself, yeah, I've seen the pictures. I've read the emails regarding the Epstein files, the nerve of these people. I wonder how many of these people, literally, how many of these people went to these Epstein parties, went to the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, where now they're trying to dig up bodies of little children that supposedly were buried there, although they probably put them under the house so that it'd be impossible to, you know, to dig them up. Or how many went to St. James Street or Place or whatever it is in New York and that massive townhouse? Or how many went to Little St. James Island, Epstein Island? And how many flew on the Epstein Lolita Express? So many there are these celebrities, these actors and actresses, as well as, of course, the billionaires and also the politicians. And I wondered how many of them were going to be lecturing us about values. I don't know if any of them mentioned anything about standing up to pedophilia, especially satanic pedophilia. But it would have been nice last night if anyone had. Wouldn't that have been something, huh? Wouldn't that have been something? I saw one excerpt. Conan O'Brien was trying to do a Ricky Gervais and not doing a very good job of that. My God, what's happened to his career? And I saw, and I don't know if this was a goof or if this was for real. It might be for real. That I don't know. I saw a picture of a Catholic priest or bishop or whatever, somebody dressed up as a Catholic priest or bishop, blessing him. And I literally don't know if that was legit or not. That I don't know. But my goodness gracious, you talk about being tone deaf. Whether it was legit or not, it was like, really? You kidding me? The Catholic Church, in light of everything going on with his pedophilia, now with the satanic worshiping Hollywood people, now you're adding the Catholic Church with all of, you know, their problems over the years with pedophilia. Are you friggin' kidding me? Tone deaf. These people are absolutely tone deaf. It's unbelievable. So I would not watch any of it. I could not possibly care less who won what for any award whatsoever. The worst. These are just the worst. All right, fine. Next. What was I going to do next? I was going to do something very important next. Oh, all right, fine. Okay, good. I got some audio clips I want to share with you. Hold on. All right. This next thing, before we get to it, this is Tucker Carlson talking about who supports this insane war and why. And it's typically just a few viewers who still believe in Fox News. I don't believe in Fox News anymore. Haven't for a very long time. It's just rhino radio with pictures, and they just tell, you know, the company line. They don't like Trump. They sure as hell don't like MAGA Nation. They like their good old boy network of rhinos, and I can't stand them. Honestly, I just can't stand them. And virtually no coverage regarding the Epstein files. Virtually no coverage, because that's a lot of their buddies, a lot of their friends. It's sickening beyond belief. Honestly, it's sickening beyond belief. Can't stand Fox News anymore. Just can't stand them. So Tucker Carlson is going to be talking about that. In fact, let me play this, and then I want to ask you a question about where is Bibi? Where is Bibi? But first, Tucker Carlson explaining who is in favor of this insane war.
The only people who support this war are those born between 1946 and 1964 who watch a lot of Fox News. That's it. I'm not attacking them. By the way, they're Americans. They're my equals as Americans. I love a lot of them. But their perspective on the U.S. and the world is very different from everyone else's. Very, very different. And so they're not the ones who got Donald Trump elected, actually. The people who got Donald Trump elected are the people who hadn't voted for Republicans before or even voted at all before. And they're like Joe Rogan listeners or people who use nicotine pouches. They're Hispanic voters. They're young black men. They're non-traditional Republican voters who voted for Trump because he promised not to keep doing the same thing. And one of the things he promised not to do again was to hand operational authority over to Benjamin Netanyahu, as other presidents have. We don't want any more of that. Why would we? And we're not going to like make Mark Levin or Ben Shapiro, who have almost no organic support in the media world, like no one really watches them. We're not going to hand control of our foreign policy over to people like that who don't know anything and who don't have America's interests at heart or even in mind. So breaking faith with those people, those voters, the ones who actually got Trump elected and whose coalition promised a new day in American politics, that's a big deal. It's a betrayal on the level that I don't think people who aren't in those groups can understand. Like, this is heartbreaking. And by the way, a lot of people really like Trump. They like his style. They think he's hilarious. He's brave. You know, he's just like they like him. And to see this is, oh, it's so wounding. It hurts. I've got a bunch who work for me. I'm related to some. You know, they're all Trump voters. And I talked to them in the last 24 hours. Boy, they're upset. They're not just mad. Like, I hate Israel. That's not the impulse. They're definitely starting to hate Israel. Why wouldn't they? Our relationship with Israel is hurting us gravely. It's getting Americans killed. So they're mad, but it's more than mad. It's, I can't believe he did this to us. You know, I feel just so depressed about it.
Don't we all? Don't we all? I've got one other one that I want to share with you about how evil these people are, and that includes an awful lot of Christian Zionists. Yeah, Christian Zionists. And that includes Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham. Wait till you hear what Tucker has to say about him and what kind of just evil backdoor stuff that this supposed Christian is, not supposed, I'm sure he is a Christian, of course, but the kind of behavior this guy is doing. Franklin Graham. Wait till you hear this. But before that, where's Bibi? Bibi Netanyahu, the leader of Israel, the company that's leading Trump around by the nose, saying you're going to bomb the nuclear facilities in Iran. And President Trump says, yes, Bibi. And then, well, that's not enough. So now, you know, you got to start bombing this and bombing that. And, oh, but don't worry, we're not going to have any boots on the ground, except now they're sending thousands of Marines out there supposedly to do something or other. It's just a mission creep. It's just a question of time until we have our brave men and women on the ground trying to dodge bullets and landmines and everything else. It's just, God, what a mess. Jesus, what a mess this is. But where's Bibi, the guy who started all of this? Bibi Netanyahu, prime minister. You would have thought that with all the stuff going on in this war, and it is absolutely a war, not an incursion or whatever the hell President Trump is calling it, that Bibi Netanyahu would be all over the TV, all over everywhere, talking about the war, talking about this, talking about that, rallying the troops, showing the brave face. Where the hell is he? Some very interesting speculation going on X Twitter. The only time that anyone has seen Bibi in the last, I don't know, week or week and a half is this thing that some people, honest to God, think looks like AI, artificial intelligence, that it was created, that it wasn't real, the uncanny valley, if you will. And it certainly does not look real. Now, maybe it is. I'm certainly no expert with AI. But it sure as hell did not look real at all. But other than that, where the hell is he? There are lots and lots of reports of him being wounded or perhaps even killed in an Iranian attack on Tel Aviv. And by the way, have you noticed the censorship, which the media doesn't even talk about? There's no coverage about what's going on in Israel with this war. All these correspondents who are supposedly over there and giving us reports, none of them are saying what kind of damage is being done in Israel or Lebanon or anywhere else, because the Israelis believe in censorship. They don't want you to know any of this stuff. But the unofficial reports that we're getting from other countries indicate it's really bad. It's really bad, and that might explain why they don't want any kind of coverage here in America, if you understand just how bad it really is. But whether Bibi is dead or not, I mean, you've got to start asking yourself, if he's dead, why don't they tell us? If he's not dead, why doesn't he show us? There's something going on here. It's like the dog that didn't bark. Where the hell is this guy? Could he be dead?